everybody. Welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life with your host, Shalina. Hello.
Hi, Shrek. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
So a few weeks ago, we were talking about the blame game, right? And we talked about, this was episode 69, sort of different situations in which you have people that are kind of blaming each other for clutter, even though in some ways, or maybe many times, they're both responsible. And one of the examples you gave at the time was a lot of people that you see here, and this happens a lot, like they move in together after they get married. They bring their clutter with them into the new house rather than decluttering it. And then now it's too much stuff for the house that they have, and it's because it creates this like little friction because each person is just getting annoyed by the other person's clutter.
I see it a lot, that, you know, people are so focused on the wedding, preparing for the wedding, you know, the dress, the food, the guests, all that stuff. And they forget about what's going to actually happen after the wedding. So forget the honeymoon. That's also on their mind as well. They forget about the fact that they're going to live with another person. They're going to merge two households of stuff with, you know, a lot of the local families, you know, couples, they're getting married. So they're moving from one bedroom of stuff into a house with their other half. So they have to start thinking about sharing wardrobe space with each other. And a kind of big issue that happens. And people don't talk about it. You know, your families might give you the chats about what to do when you get married and blah, 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 but they don't talk about that kind of scenario. And, you know, for our families, or for our parents, they didn't have that kind of situation. When, you know, I remember my mum got married to my dad. My dad was already living in the UK. My mum joined him. So she brought a suitcase of stuff. And then they brought stuff and made a life together and accumulated lots of stuff after that. But at the beginning, there was nothing. That's not the same nowadays when people are living in separate houses. And the same applies for, you know, expats here, that they've lived in different houses, separate houses. So I've lived in an apartment. I have kitchen full of stuff, wardrobe full of stuff. If I get married one day, inshallah, then I will have to merge my stuff with other people. Obviously,
or like, just find someone who doesn't have anything and be like, let's move in here and let's not deal with this anymore. Yeah.
And I'm the organized one, so you can keep, you don't need all your stuff. Like, my kitchen stuff is perfect, so we'll keep my kitchen stuff. Unless he's a chef or
this
something.
Is making for a very bad dating profile.
Yeah, no, exactly. If you want to be with me, you have to live with my kitchen stuff.
You've got to dump all your stuff out the door and walk in just by yourself. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Bring a suitcase, that's all. And bring your games, because I haven't got enough games for my PlayStation. So the first thing I always say is purge before the wedding. So declutter before the wedding. I know you're busy with all that stuff. So I would say, from the moment you get engaged, start looking at your stuff. So do it, you know, like we say, the mini decluttering. Start doing that. So start doing your clothes, your toiletries. If you have, you know, kitchen items, lounge, anything, start looking at and seeing what you have and what you don't need to take with you to your new house. And then with your other half, start talking to them about what they have and seeing if you have the same things already. So I remember I had a couple and they had, you know, got married and put all of their stuff from two households into a container and moved to Dubai. So they didn't even have time to live together in their original country. They just threw it all into the container and they moved here. So the amount of kitchen stuff they had about five potato peelers alone. You know, so imagine the amount of multiple kitchen things, because neither of them had discussed it with each other and purged before they'd put stuff in the container. They just went, we'll just hope for the best when we get to the other side. So obviously then they needed my help. So do that, because you don't want to deal with that. So you know, have your favorite potato peeler that you like, or your favorite items and saucepans. I love my Le Creuset saucepan, so that's always going to go everywhere with me, whether somebody likes it or not. And you know, if your guests are stuck with what presents to buy that for your wedding, you can always say, you can get me a professional organizer to help me, because you're most probably stressed and overwhelmed with doing all the wedding stuff. You've got a wedding organizer, so get a professional organizer to help you with the whole decluttering, so you're ready on both sides for merging your stuff together.
And how do you deal with like both people having sort of an overlap of things that they're both very sentimentally attached to and neither wants to give it up?
So in that kind of situation, let it go for now. Bring it in and like have them together in the same space. And then you'll start seeing that it's silly. You know, eventually one will give up, or you'll have the same things.
The epitome of any marriage. Eventually one will give up.
Yeah. You need a compromise. So you're learning early on from, you know, from getting married. it's all about compromising. So either you compromise and say, okay, keep your one, or keep both of them for now. You know, you're not going to be able to get rid of everything that's duplicate, but get rid of certain things. You know, I think kitchen items are an easier thing to get rid of than the duplicates, except we always have a special knife we like using or a special potato peeler. I mean,
yeah, but that's okay. At least it's not as bad as, I don't know, like favorite shelving unit or couch or something, you know, like, yeah, those kind of things.
Yeah. And with certain things like that, big furniture items, like, you know, the couch or these things, if it gets to a deadlock, or, you know, you're both arguing, going, it's amazing, amazing, maybe it's time to just buy a new one and start afresh, you know, a new home, new start, new furniture. So that's a good thing to do.
And if you have Netflix, watch season 7 of Friends, where Monica and Chandler try to move in together. It's hilarious.
I have forgotten about that. We'll watch it.
Because when you mentioned couch, I was remembering, because like, he wants his very, very ugly couch to like move in. Monica's,
oh, he wanted,
like,
the chair thing.
Yeah, he's like, we don't have space for that. Oh, there's no space for that. Like, it doesn't go with the rest of the furniture.
Yeah. Okay. And so another thing to consider as well is when you're moving into a house with the family members. So a lot of the wives move into the spouse's family's house, and they're given a kind of bedroom and a lounge area and stuff, you know, they're not given the whole house. So they're not moving into their own house, which would be easier for them so that they could have it the way they want. When you move in, don't try and change all the systems in the house immediately. You know, first settle in, get used to the family, get used to being with your husband, and take stock of the situation. Because if you start moving things, it will cause tension before. So look at your room first, look at your bedroom first, because that will be your sacred space with your husband. So, you know, do things in that room to make room for all of your items together, and then see if there are things that can't fit into the bedroom, where you can move it into other areas of the house, or if you need to get rid of it, or I dread to say it, but you need to put it maybe in a warehouse for a storage unit for a little while. So do take stock of that. But, you know, if you think that the house is organized, it's difficult to do, you know, to find anything, don't touch their stuff. It's their items. First organize your bit of the house and let them see how you've organized it. Then you can help them to organize other areas. But don't push on that. You know, you're going into a new world, so you need to take stock of the situation. And there's going to be lots of new things happening for both of you. So
I know sometimes we have this feeling that, like, you know, if we are to create change, we got to do it like first stop, or it's never going to happen, that thing. And which is, I understand where that sentiment comes from, because sometimes it is very easy to get just stuck in that kind of rut. But I think it's important, as you said, when you're dealing with other family members and you're dealing with your spouse as well, like, you know, this is a major change you're dealing with, and you shouldn't, like, everything shouldn't become a confrontation, because then it'll kind of just sour everything else. Even though you may be fighting over like a piece of furniture or something that's sentimentally important to you, maybe, and so you might feel like that fight or confrontation is justified, but to someone else it might just look like this person is just unnecessarily confrontational about just the smallest of things when you're trying to build a life together. And so it's super important, I think, just as you said, assess the situation, take your time with it, and then work out something, I don't know, together. And again, we keep alluding back to this have the conversation topic, right? Like, you just be open and have the conversation to say that something is really important to you and you want to bring it in, or something you hate and you want to take it out, or whatever those conversations might need to be, including, given time, maybe getting a professional organizer to deal with the whole family set of issues rather than just maybe what is yours.
Yeah, and communication is a big thing, especially, you know, if and I find this when my clients are moving into the husband's house, the husband doesn't change anything of their space. So they've got the bedroom, they've got their space, you know, like their area of the house. They've lived in it all their life. They've always had that. They don't think that they need to do anything, that you're just going to come in, and they don't realize how much stuff the other person might have. So have that conversation beforehand. So before you go to do your vows, even say, look, this is how much stuff I have. I am decluttering and stuff, but I will need to fit my items into there. Let me know how much space I will have, and if we need to consider together what pieces of furniture we need to have to fit all of our things together. So, you know, and a thing I've heard about is to do the compliment, show your tell your grievance, and then do another compliment, and it seems to work. So that's a way of getting what you want. So, you know, compliment them, say, oh, it's an amazing room. It's so lovely and airy and light. I would like to have some more wardrobe space for my clothes, but I love your clothes in there. It looks lovely, you know, or something like that. That's a bit cheesy, but something like that. So do communicate. It's a big thing. And with all of this, and we always say that, you know, the communication is key with organizing and decluttering.
I mean, like, don't approach everything as if, like, you know, it's a way of stopping someone from getting what they want versus what you want. Kind of, it's not like everything's not mutually exclusive. There are avenues that you can explore together to figure out a solution that's makes everybody happy, or at least moderately happy, rather than it being like, oh, it's either your way or my way, and then you're stuck in that same loop again.
And if there is that, and I mean, that does happen, and that's why I have clients, because they get to that point where they're this tension on both sides, and there might be family members joining into that tension. If you have a third party come in, an organizer who has no emotional attachment to your stuff or an emotional attachment to you and the family, they can give a non-biased view of what to do in the house. And that's what I do for a lot of these newlyweds, that I come in and go, okay, let me separate your items and see what we have and organize it properly, so it's easy for all of you to find everything, and especially to find everything in 5 seconds, because that seems to be the problem then when you're moving into space. So yeah, so those are my tips for today about for newlyweds.
Super. So if you happen to be a newlywed and this episode applies to you, firstly, congratulations.
Get my book.
Yeah, and hopefully this advice helps you. And if you'd like to talk to Shalene, of course, you can visit declutterme.com, look up the contact form, find her on social media at declutterme. And the episodes we refer to, we're talking about the blame game and the conversations and all of that. I mean, all of these episodes and all of our other episodes are available if you visit declutterme.com/podcast, where you'll also find links to subscribe. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.